Hey guys, welcome to the Years in Between
with me, Loretta Maria,
and me, Jacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between. Hey guys,
should we have a sighing session? Everything that you needed to release.
No, I feel like I'm pretty chill.
I've just been revitalized.
Yeah.
And I've got like a sense, I've got energy right now. Like
we just had some really good food.
Yeah, and I'm having Coke.
And I'm drinking Iron Brew. Cheers. Look at me. Do the table. And I'll take a sip.
What is it? Do I see?
Oh, we can't see. But the cousins, all our cousins know this, but. Waguru, Wansi, Tunye.
Amy's up down drink, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know Uganda.
Yeah.
Well, my dad would be proud.
Amen. Yeah, we had some good food and we're quite stuffed, to be honest.
Oh, stuffed. It's not even a word.
It was needed though. We had like, it was like a vegetable melody.
Yeah.
But like Ugandan style with like beef. Stew, soup, whatever you want to call
it. You know, like if you're Ugandan or like East African, you know the type of weight in our stew. It's not like thick stew, but it's like it's enough to dip your party in and like have it.
Yeah. Oh. And it just hits the spot, bro. It was delicious.
Yummy, can't lie. We thank Auntie.
Yeah, we thank my mummy. She just did her thing in it.
I just thought of. Do you want to tell the people about how Siri for you is the south, not exclusive
to the east, respectfully.
When he was like, what did he say?
Is that turn right or like turn?
Yeah, turn right.
Yeah, my Siri, I selected the one that sounds like a South London like guy. It sounds like a South London black guy to me.
Yeah.
But when I tried to chase him to last time, he kept going, I hate it.
He got shy.
No, you got reads.
You got shy.
Because he said, why are you chatting about me now?
At least your Siri listens to you. Mm. Mine does not.
Disobedient. That's what it is.
I cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus.
But guys, let me see if I can get it to talk. What should I say? What's the meaning of...
Notion.
Hey Siri, what's the meaning of notion?
Notion means a conception of or belief about something. Do you want to hear the next one?
But you guys can hear the gist.
Desire. You know what he sounds like? He definitely sounds black or Asian.
Mm.
Grew up in South.
Mm.
His brothers are in that life, but he's not.
Right.
But he's like street smart, but he's book smart. Yeah. That's what he sounds like.
Mm.
Yeah.
The whole story behind him.
He actually sounds similar to someone in my prayer call that I have 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. He sounds very similar to him.
So wait, 5:30, do you like just roll out, or are you up at like 5, getting ready for it?
I was on Zoom, so...
But, even so...
You're gonna expose me.
No judgment here, you know, we listen and we don't judge.
Moving on. How's your week?
My week's been... It's been decent, actually, for once. It's not been too...
For once.
Because I feel like...
Last week it was work.
Yeah, last week it was...
Work.
Yeah, heavy on that, W-O-R-K. This week, it's been chill, not too crazy. Still have a lot of spilling plates, but I'm like balancing them better, I'd say. And...
Why is my clicks weak?
You've got a dry hand, I think. No, when you've got dry hands, that means they should be.
No, my hands aren't dry. Oh, sorry. My hands aren't dry, guys. You know, black people, when their hands are dry, they have the white.
That was me this morning.
Yeah, my hands
are
dry.
That was because I don't know what I was doing. I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
I kept going for a wee and I had to keep washing my hands and I had to run out.
Good excuse. Anyways, back to you,
L. But yeah, it was just chill, like. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
We're going to a spa.
A spa tour, that's nice.
Yeah, we're going to a spa and I will tell you guys what the vibe was in the next episode. This is the first time, actually, no, second time I'm going to a spa. The first time I went, because my work paid for it. It was like a squad social, squad being like our team. they paid for us to do like a fun activity together, and we chose a spa. So I went to a spa in London, and it was really good, but the only thing was I had extensions in my hair, so I couldn't get the scalp massage that I wanted. And because it was the work social party afterwards, I had makeup on, so I couldn't get a facial.
Yeah.
And I was wearing the outfit that I was going to go to the work social, like the party in, because why am I going to carry 50 different outfits just for... And that meant that I could literally only get an arm massage. I didn't even know that's possible.
Arm massage.
It was good though. But the thing is, she left me dry.
Oh.
Because like, she did the exfoliation, the oil, whatever. But like, when she was done, as a person of colour,
yeah,
I need to put cream back on.
Yeah.
But like, I left and my arms felt like, you need to feel the cold on you.
And it's itchy.
Yeah. And the thing is, I was wearing like sleeveless.
Ooh.
But of course, I didn't like, because I always have cream with me.
Period.
So.
Yeah.
I was moisturised.
Did they not like tell you this beforehand, the itinerary?
No, they just said it was a spa. We got to choose what we were doing, but it was like, I'd never been to the spa before, so I didn't know the etiquette.
Oh, right.
Like, I knew that I couldn't get my hair, whatever, all of that stuff, but it was like...
Unfair.
Yeah, and there was all these facilities that we had access to.
So, what type of spa is it tomorrow?
I don't know, it's just like...
I think it's similar.
Yeah, like for access to the facilities, but... You know what, we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure you have a pleasant time.
Thank you. How about?
Going to the spas, I like...
Oh, even, have you been?
Yeah, I've been to the spa many times.
Of course, she's been to the spa many times.
Okay. Who did you go with?
Anyway, how was the spa?
The last time I went to the spa, I went with my girls. I always leave feeling very tired, but it's good because aromatherapy, you know? Yeah.
Do you always go with like braids, or do you go do natural hairs as well?
Natural hair, braids, wig.
You've been listing all the time with you. Oh, she's all the time she's been called.
Oh gosh. Obviously I can't really swim because I can't get my hair.
I was thinking you can swim.
I can swim, but braids I will like go under. Mm-hmm. It's just braids. Natural hair, that's a bit techie because what am I going to do after this?
Exactly that.
My hair's going to shrink.
Exactly that.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing, but you know, it's jarring to deal with.
Jarring to deal with, yeah. Nah, it's common. Nah, it's embarrassing, common.
But it depends on how you have it. Like, if you had your hair like slicked back like this, I feel like if you go underwater, it might, obviously it would loosen, but it wouldn't look too crazy. Whereas if you had it out, for example, I feel like it would still look cute though, because the little curls look cute, no?
Maybe if I was like an artsy person in my 40s that wears a dungaree and there's like paint on me.
Dungarees are actually a vibe, you know. Like if you have dungarees, like straight leg dungarees, and you have a cute like point toe shoe.
Yeah. With like shirt underneath.
Oh yeah, like skin tight shirt underneath, and then your hair's in a slip back.
Skin tight shirt.
Yeah, skin tight shirt underneath, your hair's in like a slip back pony, and
you know
it
what?
Flips.
I see the vision.
Ooh! Do you see it? Do you
see the vision?
Yeah.
You ate that.
Yeah. I'm gassed because she does fashion.
Actually, I was just going to go to say something, but I actually forgot.
Sorry.
That's okay, babe.
Okay, you are. But yeah, side note, I'm getting a back. It's going to be back massage tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, back, neck, and shoulder massage.
Nice. That's a perfect way to de-stress.
Exactly. It's needed. This month of January, it's been crazy.
Oof, at least it's the last week.
Exactly.
My birthday month!
She's, and your mum's.
Of course. My mum's birthday month and mine.
Right.
But then after that, we have mine.
She's so... I wish I was as excited for my birthday as you do.
I am.
But not even stamping
it. Yours is always... Oh, don't remind me, the age I'm turning. Don't remind me.
But your birthday.
My birthday. So tomorrow is my mum's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Any plans for that?
Yes. So I actually have a shoot for my friend's eyewear brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mum's doing her hair in the morning, so she'll be done around like afternoon.
She's getting cute for the birthday.
Yeah, she is getting cute for the birthday.
Yes, I too.
And then after that, we're going to just go for dinner.
What type of food is it like?
She's going to choose it. It's maybe bad that we haven't booked it, but There's only three of us that are going. I'm sure that it'll be fine.
You'll find something. It's going to be like a dinner or was it lunch?
Dinner.
Oh, okay, first.
Dinner. So yeah.
Mm.
Except for that, she's great. Not, she's like grown eight. She's getting old, but she isn't physically old, and not I thank God for her life. Amen. May God cover her.
Amen.
Amen. My
Happy
birthday.
Birthday
my birthday, Molly. my birthday. We're going Pradery. Pottery. I don't know why I said that.
When you said that, I was about to say, Pradery. Where are you going? I don't understand.
Pradery. Mm. That's the first time I've rolled my tongue. Yeah. Pradery. Whoa.
Spanish girl.
De arriba. No.
Ooh, let's park it there.
Let's move on. Yeah. Yeah, pottery.
Mm.
Actually, no, you guys aren't coming.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm going pottery with my friends.
Mm.
And then after the week after that. No, 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
No, the week after that. Yeah, 2 weeks. The next week's the 8th. Then the week after that is the 15th.
And then...
We've got 22nd.
Yeah, we've got like a whole cousin thing. But
we're trying to do this every quarter. I like it.
Quarterly. But in that, obviously, because we can't go to her pottery thing, unfortunately, but we're all getting her. We were always going to get you something, but like we're getting her like something nice. She still needs to send her wish list.
Actually, over. Who else doesn't know what they want?
Everyone. But normally you know what you want. You're the type of person who knows like as soon as... You smell February coming, she knows what she wants. That's the thing, so it's abnormal that you don't know what you want.
You know what? I have like 3 things on my list and it's like more than 3 people have asked me. So I don't really know. I already know one of my birthday gifts.
I think you should, if anything, go on Pinterest and look at your Pinterest boards and just try to catch a vibe. And if not, go on TikTok and like and then look up the aesthetic that you typically like and then see if there's anything that stands out to you.
That's a good idea.
But
yeah, so I mean I'll see and I'll send it into the group chat by the end of tomorrow.
Okay.
And yeah, you, as always, you guys decide.
Yeah, and then
what works
for you, what,
for me,
yeah, what we think
for you guys. I'm so excited for the month of February, my birthday, my birthday, Valentine's Day.
I was about to say, do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Can we talk about that on the week of Valentine's Day?
Okay, we'll talk about that next episode, guys.
Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I need to ask my boyfriend.
Is this your first Valentine's?
No, last year.
Yeah.
We went to the seaside.
Aww, that's cute.
But I didn't think that was like meant for Valentine's Day. It was because I was really stressed out and he was like, let's just go away.
Oh my gosh, I remember.
Yeah.
Why did you just say you just went to the seaside? Don't downplay stuff like that.
Oh,
that
was cute. I didn't say we just went to the seaside. We went to the seaside.
You said went to the seaside.
I didn't mean to.
I actually remember the pictures from that day.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, there was one video and he was like recording you. He's like, stop.
Yeah, like he was taking.
You got shot. You got weird
pictures. I was just like,
oh, I actually, that's a cute. Yeah, that's a cute Valentine. It's not everyday dinner, guys. It's not everyday dinner.
Yeah, sometimes. But the thing is, because that literally happened, the weekend before the Valentine's Day.
When it comes to that weekend, you guys need to come. You guys. Have to consider something else. What may that be? Ask me.
What may that be?
Me.
What?
My birthday's the day before Valentine's. So every time you and your family...
I'm so confused by that statement.
So every time Valentine's rolls around,
you
guys have to consider what you seem to do in before I make any plans. I tell this to my friends also. I don't know if that's selfish.
But what if I told you, oh my gosh, like, he accidentally booked it on and he can't change it?
On the 13th?
Yeah.
So be it.
Obviously, I wouldn't do that.
Thank you, I'm glad that
I don't
Selfish, but yeah.
It's not selfish, I understand. Because it's kind of like people whose birthday is around Christmas and getting a Christmas gift as well as...
Oof! Imagine that.
Or like if your birthday is New Year's, but New Year's you can't really help it because
people want
to enter the New Year how they want to enter the New Year. And obviously if you're born on the 31st, it's very techie, respectfully, but.
You just have to find the common form of celebration.
If my birthday was on the 31st, I'd probably move it to the 28th or one of them, you know, filler days.
Yeah.
That's probably like, if you're born in December, if it's like before the 20th, I feel like you're basically fine. But then 27th, 28th, 29th, 27th, 28th, 29th, I feel like those 3 days are also fine.
Yeah.
But 30th, 31st, long day.
Long day.
First.
Long day.
Long day. People recovering or like they're just trying to do what they want to do to enter the new year. How they.
Yeah, long day.
Mm-hmm.
To even celebrate in December is quite. It can be quite techie because Christmas presents, yeah, expensive. So
January as well, bro.
Ah, I feel sorry for the people born in December.
Mm-hmm. I feel even January. I feel like in December it's almost like you're blind to the. Obviously, you know you're spending, but it's like the vibes are there. That it's like the energy. People are on like a happiness sort of thing. Whereas January is sort of like you've got the January blues that can happen.
Oh my gosh! I didn't know that was real. Last Monday, you know when I said last Monday, it was a day of like comparison. I was complaining like it was just a day of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
My colleague told me that last Monday was January blues or blues Monday, something like that.
Blue Monday, I think.
Blue Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, why am I allowing my environment to affect how I feel?
Mm.
Why am I so immovable?
No, but I feel like it's quite hard. If your environment is a particular way, you can't, like, you can only be so immune to it. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but I just thought, whoa, like, yes, and so are you. Damn.
You have to be kind to yourself as well, because if you're feeling down to any extent, it's a hard place to be.
Place to be, definitely.
Don't try not to stay down too long.
Exactly, I shouldn't have dwelled in it, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, fair.
But separately, I need to do my nails. My nails are broken and it hurts.
Don't even talk about nails, guys. Guys, when was the last time I had my nails done? I was very, with my nails, like, the turnover, take it off, get it done the next day, or take it off 1 week, get it done, like, the following, so, like, my nails could breathe. But, like, as I've been telling you guys, these past...
The work stress
has been there. I actually rebuke this stress respectfully. Yeah. But it's, like, I think once I'm able to get, like, obviously, I've been saying it like it's chill, but, like, once I really am able to be, like... Once I'm really able to catch a breath, a genuine breath, and the breath lasts longer than a week, we can go back to... the proper maintenance that
I've literally like the whole of January. I don't know why I didn't do my nails, but I just didn't.
No, but your her thing is, since it's nail color always eats, bro. The styles that she gets always eat.
Just very solid, boring colors.
No, but I feel like yours and Eska's to me always like 10/10. Litney's is quite good because she likes explore.
Creative,
she explores with what she does. To be honest,
but yeah, my nail broke and it hurts. It hurts so bad. Yeah, so I'm being really careful because I'm gonna get my nails off my birthday. I was thinking, there's no point getting it.
You're gonna get, what was that? Hush, top secret.
No, I actually don't know. I'm definitely cutting my nails down, that's for sure, because they're too long.
I'm in that same bag as well. Like, I'm going back to my. Remember, I used to do short nails for that?
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. Cutting them down. And yeah, I don't know the style yet. I'm gonna depends like on my birthday outfit. I've already got my Valentine's Day dress.
Hold on, you have to explain. Oh, we're waiting for next week to talk about all that stuff, like Valentine's Day dress and stuff.
Yeah.
You have to wait till next week.
Yeah.
Fine. I think you can talk about the dress, but then talk about what you're doing next week. You can't just say that you've got the dress and not tell me what the heck. So
I think,
what are you wearing? What's the fit?
So I think burgundy. Wait, would you classify this as burgundy?
Burgundy or like maroon?
Maroon.
I think burgundy.
I think this is like sort of my new favorite color. I do like it.
I feel like
it.
Everyone's really into this burgundy.
Yeah,
system.
It gets crown.
Yeah.
Mature, elegance. Yeah.
It's given 24.
Rich.
Mm.
In color and rich.
Amen.
So my dress is like this color. It's actually from Melrose House. Melrose House, and I believe that's how you say it. And yeah, it's got feathers.
Ooh.
And it's got diamond tees,
down the middle.
Here. Yeah. And it's not too long.
Right.
But it's not too short, okay?
Okay.
Let's not get that twisted.
Right.
Yeah, I'll show
is
you.
Is it skin tight?
Yeah, but I ordered a size 8. I normally wear size 6 in dresses, but I was like convinced that maybe I'm not a size 6 in dresses, and I ordered a size 8 instead. Though it's not big, but
it's loose in certain places.
Yeah, I don't want it to be very tight around my waist, so I'm gonna get taken in just before. I actually need to do that like now because Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Are you guys gonna coordinate, or does he not know what you're wearing?
He doesn't know what I'm wearing.
Guys, she told me what she's doing. I'm not gonna tell you because I'm gonna wait until Valentine's. If she decides to say it, it would be so cute.
I said, yeah, I'll say it off because by then Valentine's Day would have been done.
But anyway, carry on. You're saying, do I what?
Do you coordinate with your boyfriend?
No, but I think he does. He coordinates with me. But the thing is,
I remember you saying.
Yeah, like typically, because typically when I go to his, like I'm either dressed in. If we're going out, I'm either dressed in what. I'm going out in like the makeup's done, everything's done, so when we get there, sort of like he books the Uber and we go, or like I get there and he just needs to change out of what he's like, come out of the shower, just needs to change into what he's wearing, and then we go.
Is he peeping
to
what you're wearing?
Yeah, there's been like a couple times where like I'll be wearing, I don't know, certain shades, and then he might just put it on, or like even when we're just chilling, like I would have brought a gym fit type thing, like cozy gym fit. And then he'll put on like a juicy jumper.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, he's cute.
That's really cute. Do you know what my mom told me?
What?
That you can tell when a guy likes you because he copies you.
See that?
Free game.
If you're watching this, you copy.
Free game.
So, what can I say?
Well, they mirror your actions, is the correct term that she used.
Okay,
so it's mirror. She said mirror actions.
Yeah. But.
So, yeah.
No, we don't plan outfits to match per se.
I don't think I'll do
but
that.
He's got a very good sense of style. Like I'm not the one to like see, like you're big on style and like you've got that fashionable. Me on the other hand, I'm just vibing, you know.
You got
just,
your comfy aesthetic.
Yeah, like I'm very
when you look nice, when you like doll up. Yeah, you doll up, so
but you know, but I'm not even trying to downplay, but in the sense that we know, all of us know, cousins, all of us, I'm assuming your friends know too, like whether you're comfy, dressed up, not dressed up, chill, like pajama, like she always does the fit, like she always eats it down, do you get? So whereas me, unless if I'm actively like trying to think of, oh, I'm actively trying to look a certain way, I'm very just like, just chill, nothing. But he's also quite, he's very fresh. Like even when he's chilling or vibing or whatever, like he can just put stuff together really well. So,
like that.
Yeah. Even if this is gonna make the cut, but
we'll see.
I
was speaking to the guy I'm dating, and I was just saying like I'd love to do like our first holiday together as a family, like husband, wife, and our firstborn. Mm. I'd love to wear a matching fit on the first night.
Were you fresh out of the hospital?
No, our first holiday, sorry.
Oh, sorry, no, you must have said that, but my brain didn't process. I was thinking, girl, no. If you just give them
No, first holiday as a family.
Mm. That would be so cute.
He was
that's
like,
very, like, yeah,
like, that's cringe.
Yeah.
I was thinking, that's like, no, come on.
But it's, you know, it is matching, but, like, in your own sense.
No, like, if I'm wearing, like, a blue, like, linen skirt and a white top, I'd also want him to wear, like, a blue, you know, trousers and a white shirt, and then Baba like
guys, if only she was looking at you guys, the excitement on this girl's face is crazy. I love it, but
let's move on. But yeah, going back to the original question, my week's been very chill.
But sorry, you didn't say what shoes you're wearing.
Shoes? Oh my gosh, I've not actually thought. Hey. I used to order my shoes fast. I'm thinking a court heel, because when I show you the dress,
what's a court heel? Like the pointy ones?
Yeah, close toe.
I just call that close toe, I don't know. But I think I've had court heel before, but I just didn't realise that was the same as a close toe. Pointy!
Let me show you the dress quickly.
Oh my gosh, guys. Sorry. The way she described it with the feathers across the shoulder, like...
Yeah.
That looks so nice.
So court heel, isn't it?
Like yeah.
Close toe.
Yeah, or like even if you did like clear strap with your toes out, but your toes down, obviously, in like a, that could work as well.
Yeah. I don't know what bag, because there's a lot going on in the dress.
Like, it needs to be a very simple, like, clutch bag, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. I need to think about that. Oh my gosh, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. But what type, what colour court here were you going to get?
Silver, definitely.
I was about to say, yeah.
Silver.
But then what colour bag would you get?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Could be, but I don't know if it would be too much. Whatever.
Maybe
jewelry.
Like a pearl.
Yeah, pearly, because like in certain lighting you can have like a, but then it also like matches the silver.
Jewelry, you cannot wear jewelry up
yeah,
here.
You can't.
So it's going to have to be like a...
When she said up here, by the way, for our audio listeners, she said like on
my
her neck.
Yeah, you can't wear jewelry up there. So
earrings?
I'm thinking like a drop down. It's really giving like rich 24, isn't it? That's what I'm going to hashtag it. Rich 24. All those Valentine's Day button, yeah.
To be honest, I just think, yeah, whatever you do, you eat down. What hair?
I'm going to do updo.
You're going to do like the
curly. Yeah.
Guys, when I said curly, I was like, she does this look where she does like her hair like a bun and then she has like a tendril, like a curly.
Coming, yeah.
Yeah, coming across her face, like framing her face.
Two.
Yeah, that would look so nice.
The hairdresser's gonna do it so she can frame her face. I'm excited. I'm actually excited for the look more.
I'm excited for him because just to be able to witness that.
Imagine
and be
like,
whoa.
Speechless. I'm gonna be like, pick up your lip.
Let's no, but you're gonna be gassed. If he doesn't do that, you're gonna be like, where's the speechlessness? Where's the wow?
No, she wears the wow.
No,
yeah. But yeah, this week's been very chill. Haven't had much going on. And I like that. I feel like I've had a busy, as you know,
few months.
Yeah.
Just busy life in general, to be so real.
So to have a chill week, I love that. Mm. But yeah, moving on. We're now going to talk about more of the book that we're reading, which is The Courage to Be Disliked. You guys are welcome to join us.
Follow along with us.
Yeah, follow along with us.
And comment down below what you think about the book and your thoughts, etc.
Exactly. Mm. If you want a visual picture of the book, please check out our Instagram as we posted up the book of the season. Mm-hmm. Please don't be afraid to suggest any books.
Yeah, suggest books, guys.
So last episode we spoke about life is not a competition. Did we do anything else?
Your appearance. Are you happy with your appearance? Don't do that. Like the way you look.
Basically,
nobody
like,
cares about how you look.
Yeah.
Type thing. We did dive into that. Can we touch on? Let me see if it was this bit. Oh, the whole idea of like revenge. What's the topic? The topic's like from power struggle to revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this section of the book, this is the still the second section, but in the latter chapters of the second section. And this is quite a long quote, but essentially what the philosopher was talking about is in an instance, for example, where you're in a heated political discussion with a friend per se, and then maybe you're making really good points and that person's like feeling particularly frustrated that you're making points, and then instead of keeping it about a political discussion, they then come for you as a person and your character, and they're sort of like, this is why nobody wants to talk to you about da-da-da, when really it's because they feel like there's a power dynamic in this situation, and instead of staying focused on what they're talking about, they then pivot to come for you and other aspects of you as a person because they feel like they're losing the power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, because the whole point from power to revenge was then to be like, maybe at a later point in the week, they've harbored this feeling of feeling inferior and feeling like there was a power struggle in that moment that they then, I don't know, they're mean to you or they just, they're bitter towards you unnecessarily just because of the instance in which they felt that there was a power struggle and now they're seeking revenge.
Yeah,
exactly.
When I was reading that section, I really like thanked, I don't know what to do with my parents, but I really thank my parents for demonstrating in life that even if there is a conflict, you shouldn't target the person's character or like say false things towards that person.
It reflects more on you as a person.
Exactly, than the other person.
Yeah.
Because I'm really reflecting, I don't think with arguments I've had in my life, I don't think I've actually called that person out of their like name or said disrespectful things towards their character.
Or appearance, because you know some people are just coming for people's appearance in arguments.
I
feel like that's very childish.
Very.
Because you know when you like think of kids arguing,
that's yeah, like,
your
oh,
mama,
like, yeah,
or whatever the hell they say. The kids say these
back
days.
In school, you're Blick.
That was crazy. Called,
yeah.
Were you called that?
No, Megabind.
What? Oh, Megabind.
You're loving drugs.
Sorry. Girl, I got my forehead. Yesterday, my mum was like, "Yeah, I like your forehead. It just goes." And I said, "Thank you. That's the East African gene."
No, literally, you know. Strong.
Yeah,
I've got cheekbones. Strong.
Yeah. What can we say? But it's yeah. one of them things. Like, if you're in an argument and somebody comes for your appearance or comes for your character when what you're talking about is in no relation to that, just know that they feel like there's an attack on the power dynamic, even if there isn't a power dynamic.
Yeah.
They've made it into a power dynamic.
Yeah, because they feel like they're losing.
Exactly.
But one of my highlights were in the chapter of admitting fault is not defeat, which I kind of like is in relation to the power struggle. I think this is after the chapter afterwards.
Yeah, but it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So the youth were saying to the philosopher, "All right, then what should you do when you're subjected to personal attacks right to your face? Should you just grin and bear it?" Okay, so cool. Let's say, yeah, what are you talking about? You guys are talking about something and then there's a power struggle in there and then like the dynamic changes into like, oh, it's an argument, basically. So the youth is saying like, what should he do if he's subjected to an attack, a personal attack? The philosopher said, "No, the idea that you are bearing it is proof that you're still stuck in the power struggle. When you are challenged to a fight and you sense that it is a power struggle, step down from the conflict as soon as possible." Now, I was reading The Bait of Satan by John Bevere, and it's just basically a book about unforgiveness and what unforgiveness can do and how the enemy uses that as a gateway into one's heart and mind to be able to essentially take on revenge. So as I was saying, like in the last episode, there's a lot of like biblical references in this book, and as a Christian you should always seek peace as a result of any conflict that you're in, regardless whether you agree with the person or not, or if you know that you're right and they're wrong. It shouldn't be like inserting that power or inserting
dominance
in it. It's more so, okay, apologize for how you may have made that person feel and kind of say like, I will like reevaluate or examine myself so that I stop myself from doing that or making you feel that such way again. And yeah, it just reminded me of 1 Peter 3:9. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he'll grant you his blessing. So it's just like, if you feel personally attacked, don't then again attack that person. Just resolve whatever conflict is going on, seek peace, and walk away from that knowing that you've humbled yourself and you didn't conform to the attack.
Retaliate. And I think also, in them instances, I think, I don't know, counting to 5 or counting to 10 may be a bit long because it might make it a bit weird, but like counting to 5 and just sort of thinking before you speak, because it allows for, I wouldn't say logic, because sometimes when you're in an emotional conversation, logic is long gone, but just hold your tongue, like I was saying in the last episode, be slow to speak and slow to anger.
Do you remember? It's sort of like remembering that anger is used as a tool to be able to gain the goal. And in the instance of a conflict, obviously there's power struggle. So you'd want to be the most powerful one. You'd be the one to like feel superior and make the other person feel like less than or that they're losing. So I think in that situation, again, like as you're saying, take the time. Maybe, as you say, count in your head, count to 5 and then respond. But also remember like, they're using anger as a tool. You don't want to now use anger as a tool. So just think in your head, okay, they're trying to reach your goal.
Are you going to help them? You're going to aid them reach this goal by entertaining
them?
Yeah,
or you're going to diffuse it.
Yeah.
And I think diffusing it's always better, because if you now fight anger with anger, the consequence is always like,
what do you actually gain? Really and truly, if you win this so-called power battle, like power struggle, like you, I think the only, if you then step away from it an hour, 2 hours, even a day, a week from that point, you can think, you will then reflect on how you made that other person feel. Cool, they may have made you feel some type of way, and then it can then somewhat justify how you reacted.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can recognize what you said is disproportionate. Yeah. Very, even if they said something mad,
yeah,
and then you came out with something madder that made you win that power struggle.
Yeah.
It's just like, was it really afterwards, necessary?
Did you feel good
about yourself?
No, because afterwards, I'm trying to think about the times where I've had conflict and I've not, I didn't know better, basically. Mm. I always felt like afterwards, shame and embarrassment.
Exactly.
Like, I've now lowered myself.
Exactly.
To gain what result? Mm. Like, I can't put this on my CV.
Exactly.
I can't say, yeah, I won the medal because I won that argument.
Mm.
Or I won that fight, not to say I fight. Mm. But, yeah.
But it's like, even for somebody to, not even, we shouldn't care about how like, we're perceived by other people, but for someone to witness you in a state of like such a negative state, and you're making somebody feel like, what if somebody walks in on the argument and it's you going in on that person, but that person didn't see the other person going in on you?
Yeah.
Really intrigued. It's a reflection of your character when it's not your character.
Yeah.
People would then perceive you as a person who's like, oh, wow, they're quite abrasive, yeah, like, quite da-da-da. But it's just like, no, again, don't allow such, I think, well, I say don't allow, but it's easier said than done. I recognize that. But it's better, and I feel like it's better for the soul to not be so quick to challenge back with negative emotion. I think there's a lot of times, I've even seen it on social media, where it's like when somebody's coming at you left ways or right, whatever type of way, if they're coming at you shouting and then you just talk to them and you keep talking to them, I think, especially if it's not something that you haven't done anything crazy, it's more likely that they will then start to mirror your tone and just recognize, okay, they're not on a madness right now. Okay, I need to chill.
You G-check yourself. Yeah. Even in, if we think about in relation to a confrontation with the police, I'm trying to put myself in a black man's shoe.
Mm.
When they approach you and you've not done anything wrong, but you respond in a way that you've done something, you respond in defense, and you're like, oh, you know, like in irritation, like, why are you approaching da, da, da? I think that gives them more of a reason to push and to prod, to be able to get you to a point of anger so that you can do something and they can use it. So I think,
that's a bit of a techie one though.
I know.
The frustration that comes with being targeted.
I know, but it's always the common like advice given is to remain calm and just, if you know you've not done anything wrong, just remain calm, like, no, officer, yes, officer, knowing your rights. Why are we going into that?
But it's a power struggle.
Yeah, it is a power struggle, isn't it? Because you feel attacked. It is an attack. Mm. Would you not done anything wrong, but yet they come and approached you for whatever reason.
Mm.
But I think if we just take this and apply it to all areas in our life, we'll avoid a lot of situations. Mm.
Even corporate world, I can tell you that for free. You can encounter some people that act.
Oh, tell me about it.
Whoa,
tell
and you, it really makes you think. Like you, like typically you would say to yourself, you wouldn't take this from anyone, but because you're in a certain environment, that means you can't act out. It, the corporate world does train you hold your tongue.
No, for real.
Because there can be a lot of instances where you're really like, that's offensive or. Mm-hmm. That's not okay to say, but it's like, if you make it an issue, being like black woman or a black person in a corporate setting, a lot of the times you're having to like, let me
hold my
maintain time. Composure.
Let oh, me, yeah.
Because I'm not trying to feed a stereotype. I'm not trying to, you know, so not to say that I want anyone to experience it because it's not fun experiencing that type of thing, but it's, you can do it. Everyone can do it. When you're in the right setting or the right context, you can force yourself to hold your tongue. But I'm not saying to take abuse. Abuse is not something that anyone should take. But in instances where you're with your family, with your friends, with whoever, I think you can apply that same sort of strength or discipline or courage, whatever it is that it takes to just, even if you're made to feel angry or you're made to feel an overwhelming sense of whatever, you can just hold it in and get to a point where you can actually communicate, because if two people are angry going back and forth crazy, it
doesn't get anywhere.
Communication is out the window. But yeah, I think in that instance no one's listening. Anyway, I found this in the section called, where is it, overcoming the tasks that face you in life. So this bit was talking about, the philosopher was saying, there are two objectives for behaviour: to be self-reliant and to live in harmony with society. So I think that as a young person, and we're going to our mid-20s, but like, that's such a reality. But as a person in their like early mid-20s, that's crazy to say, I'm so sorry. The reality of having to become self-reliant and really work towards and be like detached from your parents, in like detached in the way that you were when you were younger, but that the preparation to that and the reality of having to hit that is very daunting. And I think it obviously causes a lot of fears to come into your life, because there's going to be a point in life where you literally, like, your parents aren't going to be here. Fair. So these are the first steps that we're taking now to prepare to live a life, obviously, while they're still in existence on the earth. Yeah. But you're not with them in the same way you used to be, and that in and of itself is a very scary thing. The fact that there's people who are our age and maybe like, and they literally live by themselves, do everything for themselves. And I think we do, even though we live with our parents, yeah, we pay our bills.
Yeah.
We like get stuff for ourselves.
Yeah, we do what we need to.
Yeah, we literally, other than the fact that we essentially live with our parents.
Yeah, we're very much so independent.
Yeah, we're very much so independent.
I was gonna ask, like, you had a year out, like you lived where you were going to uni, university. Mm. Do you think that's had an impact in your living situation with your parents, or like the way you live with your parents, or the way that you are in your 20s?
I think there's an appreciation for living with my parents and the amenities and stuff, because you realize all the things that somebody's paying for to have in the house and exist in the house because someone's paying for it.
Yeah.
When you like come back or come out of uni, so I think at which that point when I came back, I was very much so like, okay, I'm paying like all these things for myself now because I'm not a little girl anymore. Like,
yeah, I get that.
But I do recognise that there's people obviously who literally live by themselves, and they pay like what, however many hundreds of pounds.
Bills.
Yeah,
they've
like
actually
grown
got adult,
great. Especially them people bills. That live in London.
That's one thing, like I kind of wished that I had moved out at least for a year in university to be able to gain the experience of being independent.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, when I move out, it most likely will be by myself, or I'd be moving into
your husband's.
Or we'll be getting a house together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I would have lived a life where I haven't lived by myself.
Mm-hmm. Wait, would you move in? Sorry to cut, but would you move in with
No, I'm not staying.
Oh, you would have to do it once you're married.
Yeah, yeah. Not something I'd think of.
Yeah, that's fair.
We actually had a discussion about that.
I don't think I would move in either.
You wouldn't?
I don't think so. I don't know. I say that, but like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just, if it has to be done, like I understand there's people that there's circumstances that require you to move in, there's expenses that make it cheaper for you to move in and live together. But because I'm in a situation where unless I'm moving out to be by myself, I wouldn't jump to move in.
Yes.
Because I have a place to be, like I have a place to stay.
I'm very, very, very grateful for the house I have, like, because I know there's some people that share with their siblings, so they don't really have that independent space. Whereas I do.
And it makes it so that it's easier to not rushing to move out.
Yeah.
You have that space to breathe, you have that space to think, you have that space to just be you without so many other. And that's not saying we love our siblings, but we're just very fortunate to be.
To be able to have our own
space.
Our own space. So yeah, one thing I'm going to advise my kids is that at least take a year out when you go to university, just stay by yourself. Yeah, just
a year before uni, I think, personally.
You think before uni?
Yeah, but I it's think like you have to have a plan, as in, like, yeah, before you go, before you, once you've left sixth form, whatever, college, and if you aim to go to university, I think you should take a gap year, but with a serious intention to go back if you want to go back, because those gap years can turn into a life.
Forever.
Yeah.
I seriously agree with that.
Mm.
I wish I had taken a gap year.
Me too.
Just so I can understand and really figure out what is it that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
and enter university with a mindset of like, okay, I'm ready to be serious and dive into
exactly.
this, and not so much so like, oh, everyone's going uni, like,
yeah. think anyone who's at that age before uni, or they can like take the time, because no, uni's not going to disappear, I can tell you that for free.
No, it's going to be there,
and you can think, really and truly, you can think of other pathways, like apprenticeships.
Oh my gosh, you know, scrap university, unless
if you can like do the apprenticeship,
medical degree,
mm-hmm.
finance, even with finance, you can go through that avenue through an apprenticeship.
Yeah, you can.
But if it's unless it's a degree where you need
really require the university education,
yeah, then 100%
apprenticeship.
Go,
and you can get you can do degree apprenticeships as well.
Yeah, I seriously wish I did a degree apprenticeship.
Mm.
I will be throwing that down my children's throat, like degree apprenticeship.
But I feel like this. I feel like apprenticeships are really coming to the forefront these days.
Yeah.
Because when we were at school,
oh, it was spoken about both in here.
Yeah. The only person I knew that did it was my sister. If my sister hadn't done an apprenticeship,
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I think university would have literally been the only way.
Yeah.
My sister was adamant. She didn't want to go to uni. She did an apprenticeship, and I think that was the best decision that she made by not forcing. Because education isn't for everyone. I would say I'm a bit of both. I thrive in education. Not that I find it easy, but it's just I feel like it's something, learning is something I find quite easy to do. So yeah, education, but then having it in an apprenticeship, we have the combination of learning it with the real life experience. Nothing yeah. matches real life experience. You can learn all you want in the classroom, in the lecture hall,
but if you don't have the experience,
seminars, but if you don't have that experience, you can literally be put in that situation and all that theory that you
have gone out your head.
But if you have the experience, having all the emotions, all the whatever that's in
you
that
can
moment,
relate, yeah, think
you can
back to
remember when you did yeah. it last time. So,
In hindsight, I wish I did a degree apprenticeship, because I do like learning, but I like learning through experience,
mm-hmm.
practical like challenges and situations. That helps me to learn. That helps you remember like mistakes I made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can fix that and do this. Or let's say my mentor did this. Okay, she done this for this reason. I'm now going to do this for
exactly.
that reason. So yeah, I do like learning different ways of learning. I'm more of a practical learner.
Mm,
I
yeah.
learn better practically. Do you think that we are prepared for life tasks? Life tasks are what, you may ask.
Mm.
So in the book, Adler
mm.
is a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
and I think he made his own theories
yeah.
about things, and one of them is he labeled it as life tasks, and it was labeled as life tasks because they were split into interpersonal relationships,
mm-hmm.
or categories of interpersonal relationships,
mm-hmm.
so we have task of work, so work relationships, we have task of love, task of friendship, and all of them to group together are classified as life tasks,
mm-hmm.
so do you think as an individual, you were prepared for life tasks?
The juggling of these life tasks.
No.
But isn't like, because you have to, you're saying.
No, I'm agree. I'm answering your question. No, I was not prepared for the juggling.
Oh, I thought you were saying, no, I was understanding because I was like, wait,
no,
what?
No.
Yeah, the juggling of these life tasks.
No, I'm not.
Is no joke.
Oh, I really want to talk about the. I really want to talk to the person that deals with the curriculum in school.
Mm. But I think they do it for a reason.
To keep us in a rat race.
Exactly.
To keep us silenced. But
the Matrix. I'm joking. I'm joking.
But yeah, back to your answer.
The juggling of all these life tasks. The juggling of. Because I feel like in order to thrive, you have to have the ability to compartmentalize all of these things and to really try and not let one trickle into the other. Because once that starts happening, and for example work starts showing up in your familial or your like platonic relationships or your romantic relationships, that's when it becomes a shell of what it was. Because if you're constantly talking, like, I talk about work a lot, I'm sorry guys, but if you're constantly complaining about work and you become less of a person, like less of a vibe to be around.
But that usually, that happens though. If we think about it, that happened. If I think back to my childhood, all my dad spoke about is work. So it's so easy.
It becomes you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's so easy to be engulfed by your work task, your task of work.
But you know what it is? I think, if you think about it, people in school, people in uni, that's what they talk about. It becomes your personality.
Yeah.
Your work friends, your, because you spend so much time.
What you do there. As a person. It's always, like when you meet someone, oh, what do you do?
Exactly, and that's crazy because you know some people start treating, I think people treat people differently depending on
what they do, what their profession is, their qualifications.
Because if people didn't enter or ask what people did for a living and just,
I sort of think it's a selfish question.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, okay, I'll ask you, what do you do? I could be like, oh, she does this, that's a good network to have, let me keep her close. And it's not so much of a
organic, like genuine
friendship. Yeah, it's more like, let me keep her sweet because she does this and I might need her in the future. It's quite selfish.
This world, you don't, I feel like that's why people, I think it's that's why people world. Exactly, people tend to trust the people that they became friends with or have known
before
they became anything, because then you know that that person liked you before you had everything,
rather
that
than you what have. You do. Yeah, exactly.
Or who you know.
Yeah.
Or what you can get for them, or
who
get them
you are.
Access to. Yeah.
It's true. It's so true. It's a cold world for real.
What about you? Do you feel like you're able to? Were you prepared for these life tasks?
Task of work, task of love, task of friendship. I would say likewise. I'm struggling to juggle the three of them.
Which one do you feel like you thrive the most in?
Task of love.
Really?
But not say like romantically, but with my friends and my family. But no, let's separate that, because then it would be friendship. So task of friendship is what I think I thrive in. Work, currently I'm still trying to figure out my purpose in life and what is it that I want to do. I mean I have an idea, but it's about getting into that space. So task of work is like 45% on the scale. Task of friendship, I'd say like 99%, because there's always room for improvement. Task of love, it's been quite challenging actually, because I figured I've realised a few things about myself. Don't know if I want to get personal, but one being commitment issues.
But do you know what I think, and I really admire about you, is that I feel like you've allowed yourself to be in, I guess, romantic relationships and understand, like, now I feel like you're able to confidently say you want this in your romantic partner, and you know how you want to show up in a relationship, and I feel like that comes through experience.
Oh yeah, that
100%. Yeah.
So I would say,
but commitment issue, I don't know if you'll add it, but commitment issues, girl, me too. I had that, but I don't think I have it anymore.
What help, like, what, I'm this into therapy, but what helped you, like, what do you think the commitment issue stemmed from, like,
I think it's that, for me, I think it links to the same thing as to why I am very, like, about birthdays, I said for all your listeners, why I'm very, like, apprehensive about when my birthday comes around. I think the responsibility of having how somebody feels romantically, or like, because the romantic connection you have with someone can be very deep, very strong, and
this episode has really been about love and romantic relationships. I think we talk about Valentine's Day, but like majority of it anyways.
Real.
Moving on,
real, but
it's the season, I guess,
exactly, something's in the air. But the fact that I think I had a fear over the fact that someone's entrusting me with those type of romantic emotions, and not to say that I'm the reason they should be happy or the reason they should feel loved or XYZ, but I'm someone who's going to contribute to that. And I think with a romantic relationship, they contribute a significant amount.
Mm.
So I think it was the responsibility that I felt very like I don't know, and also because the responsibility I felt like they would have for me as well.
Mm.
So it's like a two-way street. But I think being in the relationship that I'm in now,
mm-hmm.
it's just sort of allowed me to, I guess,
feel at ease
and feel like safe in that space. Mm. Not to say that it's been smooth sailing,
yeah, of course,
but over time I feel like there's been an ease with it all. So I think it will come
eventually,
yeah, because obviously you're dating this guy, I think, yeah. He seems like a good guy, so hopefully he allows that space for you to feel like at ease and comfortable enough to not feel so scared about committing or being,
you know, it is, yeah. Because every relationship itself is at will. So mm-hmm. it's like, as you were saying, such big responsibilities, and you could call them big if you want to.
Karen.
What?
I was gonna say, not to say that they should like be affect big. Other parts of your life, but yeah. when if it's going wrong, it can really affect other parts.
Oh, it can.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like it's so scary.
The Bible says guard your heart because it determines the course of your life.
Honestly.
So, let's say you get in the wrong relationship. Mm. Oh, of course, babe.
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
the rest of your... It's going to transfer to the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I was saying, the big responsibilities.
Mm.
You have someone else that you're thinking of that you have to care for as well as yourself, and mm-hmm. it's just like,
and consider.
And consider, exactly. And it's like, there's so much weight in a relationship because it's like, you have to love the person the way that they want to be loved, although mm-hmm. it might not be the way that you're used to sharing, giving out love.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is just easy to make one run away.
Exactly.
I was really close to running away. Really close to running away. Because I just felt like, oh, this is not, oh, like that, but like more so, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this wrong. I don't want to be the reason why someone's upset or sad. Mm. Nor do I want to commit to something and they then like run away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Oh.
It's really just putting trust, that's what it is.
I know, that's even
like
trust
you have to be vulnerable enough to just let it be.
Yeah.
And that's so scary.
I think I was reading in, yeah, The Bait of Satan, such a good book, guys.
Mm.
To love unconditionally, unconditional love is a risk in itself, because who has confirmed that this love will last forever, or this love will come without hurt?
Mm. And you know, I honestly feel like, what's that Rihanna song? I've loved and I've lost.
I've loved and I've lost.
I'd prefer to have loved and have lost than to never have loved at all, because I think, girl, that's not me that said it. That's a very known quote. not the Bachelor fashion, but
okay.
You know, I just think to experience the emotion of being in love and to experience that with someone and care for someone that deeply is a human experience, I wish for everyone, and not the heartbreak, but
yeah, and again, to tap onto that, not like to love does not mean that you should be hurt or you should go through toxic, traumatic things. Like mm-hmm. that is not love. In it, love does not fail. Love is not jealous. Love is not etc. All of those bad things. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Tiffy.
Oh, let me
forget. By the way, guys, Tiffy is like a little slogan or a little saying or quote or something that we've been carrying throughout the week and we want to share with you. That could be good or bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mine is gratitude. I'm trying to practice gratitude in every avenue of my life, my friends, my family, my work. Even though it can be stressful, just be grateful, because, you know, you never know.
Mine is courage.
Mm.
We have to be bold and courageous. Take courage to do the things that are presented in front of you.
Exactly that.
But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in, for listening. We hope mm-hmm. you enjoyed this episode. Cannot wait to hear your thoughts and feelings and experiences
in the time between.
Yeah,
and we hope you like, share, comment down below your thoughts and feelings. And yeah, follow us on all the socials. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
That battery held out.